Have you been to Hawaii before?
No, I'd love to. Like,
You gotta
I really
come.
want to go. I really want to
It's
go.
a Hawaii thing. Whoa. It's a Hawaii
Hey, how's it going?
thing.
Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, and that's Brooke Lee. She's the
Hi.
one wearing the money, money, money green shirt today.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a very special guest today. You found her. Where did you find her? Like
I believe you
like
call
people
it.
Find Jesus. You
I
found her
I
somewhere.
Believe you call it the in the
The
Instagram.
internet.
The
Oh, the
Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah, you call it the Instagram.
Yeah. I was
yeah.
really excited too when you were telling me what she does and who she is.
Yeah,
so we
and
had
then
to
I
get
showed
her
you
on
some
the show.
of her reels and I was like, she's adorable.
Yeah. So I'm going to get her last name wrong because I just forgot it already.
It's
what
Koizumi,
it is.
But go ahead.
Koizumi. Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Kira Koizumi. How are you?
Now,
is it,
Hi, I'm good,
is
thank
it
you.
Kira or Kiara?
It's Kiara.
Kiara.
Yeah.
Let me redo that again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Chef Kiara Yomazumi.
Nope. It's Kiara Koizumi.
Koizumi.
There
How
you
are you, Chef?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
I'm good. You have you're in Tokyo, you're in Japan. What part of Japan are you in?
I'm near Tokyo. I'm in a place called Yamanashi.
Yamanashi. And you have a New Zealand accent.
Do I? Yeah, I am from both New Zealand and Japan. So yeah, I'm from two different cultures.
That's awesome.
Which is very normal here in Hawaii.
Yeah,
honestly.
Very normal.
Everybody here is hapa, half-half, something-something.
Yeah.
So.
How long have you been cooking?
I've been cooking since I was, well, I started cooking, like, seriously when I was about 8 or 4 or 8.
Oh, like 5 years
know.
Ago.
About five, 5 years.
And you're currently how old?
I just turned 14 years old. 6 days ago,
happy birthday.
Thank
you.
Happy birthday to you. That is so awesome. And are you full-time in Tokyo or do you live in New Zealand too?
Well, before the pandemic, I was going to New Zealand like one month a year. But because of the pandemic, I couldn't travel. So I've been in Japan for about 4 years now.
Oh, right on.
And yeah.
And do you have you're doing all your cooking on Instagram, on YouTube? Tell everybody, what do you do?
Yeah. So I am cooking on YouTube and Instagram. I am called Cooking with Kiara on YouTube and Cooking with Kiara 10 on Instagram. And I am trying to post about 2-3 videos or reels a week.
Yeah,
what I'm doing.
And it's kind of cool. I got to watch one of your reels before you came on, and you were cooking with your grandmother. Both of your grandmothers, weren't you?
Yeah, my New Zealand grandma and my Japanese grandma. So the whole story was that my New Zealand grandma just wanted to know how my Japanese grandma like cooked Japanese food. And they just did a little collaboration. And I think just like, because it's not usual for two different cultured people to collab, that's why it went quite viral.
Did it go viral? Is that what happened?
And they're so cute.
They're
so adorable. Both
they are
of,
so cute.
Because one doesn't understand English, right? And the other one doesn't speak Japanese.
Yeah, so it was like two different cultures, but they connected with cooking. So like when they did that, I thought like cooking was the international language because people do say that English is the international language, but I really think that cooking is the international
language. 100%. Anthony Bourdain always said that.
That's true.
Food brings people together. And how long have you been cooking? When did you think, I'm going to do this for a living?
So I think I started like to get focused when I was 8, when my mom got a cookbook from that was written by Chelsea Winter, which is one of my biggest influences. And she got a cookbook by her, and I just started to read and make her cook recipes. And I just started to fall in love, and ever since I've been buying all her books and making all her recipe. So that's how I got into
that. Is
that
is so
cookbook.
Awesome. I'm going to send you, I have two cookbooks. I'm going to send you two.
You have two We're cookbooks?
Gonna, I do. Thank I you no for buying them.
I had no idea.
That's what you're getting for your birthday next
Whoops.
Year. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Chef Kiara is hanging out with us all the way from Japan. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit hifico.com. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser Digital Full Access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. We're talking story with Chef Kiara. Kiara is a chef from what do you think your biggest following, YouTube or Instagram?
My biggest I think that my biggest follower is chef or home cook called my biggest influence, Chelsea Winter, is following.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was asking, like, where do you get your most followers? Or on YouTube or on Instagram? Where do you do most of your cooking?
I get it in Instagram. Right now I have 30,000 followers.
Uh-huh.
34,000 followers on Instagram. And have about 1,000 on YouTube. But that's because I'm not doing YouTube that... seriously, I am doing Instagram seriously. So what I post on Instagram, I post on YouTube. So Instagram always comes first.
And who shoots everything? Do you shoot it? Does your mom help you? Or
my mom helps me do that, all the editing, and I do help her a little bit, but most of it she does.
It's really great.
Yeah.
The reels are great.
And what is your main dish? Like, what does everybody like? What you cook the most? Are you cooking the Japanese food?
I usually love to cook cheesecake, and that's because my brother, my whole family loves it, but my brother loves my cheesecakes, my New York cheesecake.
Awesome.
I make it on his birthday, which is today. Today is his birthday.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday!
Yeah, I'm getting ready for tonight. I just made a cheesecake for him, and hoping that he likes it. But anyway, yeah. But the funny story is that I don't enjoy, I'm not a huge fan of cheesecake because I'm not a huge fan of cream tea. So I just like making it. But yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And so you do more baking, desserts, or you do everything?
Yeah, I think I make more desserts than savory, but I do make both, quite often. But yeah, I do make a lot of cupcakes and cakes.
Tell everybody always asks me, where's your favorite place to eat or what type of food is your favorite? And I always say Japan is the best place in the world to eat. It is from sweets, savory, everything is number. You got the most Michelin stars in the world in Japan. You got the best quality in Japan. You got the best service in Japan. So where do you get your influence with all of your cooking? Do you go out and eat a lot?
I do get a lot of influence. My first influence was, of course, my mom. She helped me go in the kitchen and do a lot of cooking because, many kids don't even get to go into the kitchen because their parents think that it's a bit too dangerous. So, my mom helped me a lot to go in the kitchen, and that was...
That's
like
cool.
A big thank you.
You know what I did? You know what I didn't tell you this last night? Not last night. The night before, I have two daughters, and they're a little older now. Yeah, and they always ask me to cook for them. Mm-hmm. They like my cooking. Thank God. It's only two of them that like my cooking, and I said you guys should learn how to cook it because they wanted to eat Filipino food.
Mm.
So I taught them how to make two Filipino dishes two nights ago, and this morning I get a call from my oldest, and she goes, "Dad, are you home?" I said, "No, I'm working today." She goes, "Oh, okay, where's the spare key?" And I said, "Why? What do you need?" She goes, "Do you have leftover pinak bet?" She wanted to come, and she loves it so much, but I taught them how to cook it.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't think they'd be so excited. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Pinak bet is very difficult to make.
It's actually one of the easier ones, but it was interesting that they liked what they cooked. Now, I just went to New Zealand, Now, I'm not dogging any. Yes, I just got back 3 weeks ago. I'm not dogging anybody, but I didn't find the best food in New Zealand.
Here we go.
What do you cook that's from New Zealand? Because there's not a lot of authentic Maori food.
Well, when I go to New Zealand, I do eat a lot of fish and chips, if you know what that is.
Fish and chips and lamb were the two things that I really liked. There was nothing really else that got me excited.
Well, yeah.
Wait, hold that thought real quick. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, so you got some time to think about this. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing.
See Dr. Oda at HEC Medical Clinic Honolulu Specialist in laser weight loss. You can see the change losing 1 to 2 inches instantly. Long's Drugs is always here for Hawaii, providing your family with local favorites, accessible health and wellness services to keep you safe and healthy. Make Long's a part of your day.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, talking with Chef Kiara. And we were talking about food from New Zealand. And you said you like fish and chips. Do you like the lamb?
Yeah, I do like the lamb.
I think the lamb is the best in the world. I think New Zealand produces the best lamb in the world.
They have a lot of lambs.
Yeah. More than humans.
A lot of lambs.
And what were you going to say?
I was going to say that also there's a thing called pavlova. Yes. You know what that is?
Mm. Yes.
Pavlova, it's outside crunchy inside melting dessert or sweet. And it's made out of egg whites, but it's super easy to make, but it's super delicious. And there is a little debate going on if it's from Australia or from New Zealand, but I think that it is definitely from New Zealand. But anyway, we usually put cream and fruit, but because my mom isn't a huge fan of fruit, we sometimes put on some chocolate. So it's
nice.
Quite delicious.
Well, I do give credit for, because New Zealand has so much good cattle, the cheese and the milk is awesome.
Yes, dairy is big there.
But when I talk about not a whole variety of food, like Japan, you can eat anything. Any, you want to find Chinese food, they make it the best. You want to find Italian, they make it the best. What do you think about the pies? The meat pies now, not sweet pies. Oh. Who makes it better, Australians or New Zealand?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Come on.
I'm going to say it's New Zealand.
Yes, she is going to say that.
I am from New Zealand.
Yeah.
But also, I do feel like New Zealand pies are delicious. So, yeah.
New Zealand.
But New Zealand, Australia, Canada, all under the British colonial influence.
Similar as us.
So not similar.
Not
to
British,
us.
But I'm just saying we kind of all went through the same deal.
Oh, you mean with American?
Yeah.
An American overlay, type of situation.
Right.
Yeah, but New Zealand is its own country.
Correct.
And so Maoris are the indigenous people of the area, but they just don't. Maori food is not mainstream.
No.
There's no.
It's very similar to Hawaiian food in the sense that it's not mainstream. But if you put Maori food together next to Hawaiian food, we do better than from any category. And this is why. I went to a hangi. A hangi is like they make an emu like we do. And they put stuffing in it. They put stuffing like from Thanksgiving.
Breaded.
Stuffing.
Right.
They put chicken.
Okay.
No pork. Okay. And they put like 3 different potatoes.
In the emu. Okay.
That's their hangi.
Okay.
So when you put it next to Hawaiian food, we have kalua pig, we have lau lau. We have such a bigger variety of things. And you know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. No taro. Yeah, too cold.
Oh, is that what
it
is?
Yeah. So when you ask the Maoris, hey, what's the staple? How come the hangi food is like this? They go, well, it's influenced from the British. We don't have any left. I said, why? He said, because when you go to like a luau or a hangi, and what they call it, everything was pickled and everything stinked.
Oh.
So they wouldn't go over in a luau. Or a hangi.
Got it.
So they kind of lost that culture part of the food part, which was interesting.
Well, do they? I don't know. They may not have like a Chef Yamaguchi where they're doing like a Pan-Pacific fusion.
They do. They do have a bunch of chefs. Do you do any of the hangi foods in your own way?
Like in New Zealand or in Japan?
In New Zealand.
Well, because I'm not Maori, what we sometimes do, but we don't really do it like too big, like just a little thing, but
just small because dishes. We're not but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, because there's usually a fusion. Like, even in Japan, there's fusion foods. Like, they'll make things that are, like, part Japanese, part Italian, or part, you know, they make...
I want to share a fact with you if you can use on your show. You ready? Do you make shrimp tempura? Yeah.
Sorry? My tempura.
Do you make shrimp tempura?
Yeah.
Do you know that was invented... Do you know that was invented in Hawaii?
Really?
On the sugar plantation. Yeah, when the Japanese came to Hawaii in 1805... They met the Portuguese, and the Portuguese introduced us to oil and batter. They saw the Japanese eating raw shrimp. They took the shrimp, put it in the batter, and dropped it in oil. So if you go to old okazuyas or restaurants in Hawaii, the shrimp tempura is flat like a pancake. The Japanese took it one step further and put panko. There you go, your fact for today. We got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing.
Pacific Spray Wash is Oahu's number one trusted exterior cleaning service. We deliver a spotless job for all your pressure washing, roof cleaning, house washing, and solar panel cleaning. Bringing you what matters, viewers can receive the Star Advertiser Digital Full Access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. We're talking to Chef Kiara from Japan. You got to check out her YouTube channel. And what is your Instagram and YouTube channel called?
My YouTube channel is called Cooking with Kiara, and my Instagram is called Cooking with Kiara 10. The reason why there's a 10 is because I started my Instagram when I was 10 years old. So
awesome. 10 years old.
Awesome. Yeah. And you're half Japanese, half...
Yeah, New Zealand.
And you're like...
What? I didn't want to get the wrong terminology.
Right. Yeah. Here in Hawaii, we call it haole, which is white.
Yeah.
Hapa.
Yeah. You're a hapa.
Yeah. And so your mom is from New Zealand?
Yeah, my mom is from New Zealand. Yeah, she's Kiwi. And my dad's from Japan.
And where part of New Zealand is your mom from?
She's from a place called from Wellington, which is the
Wellington. Yeah. Do you go back a lot? You said you did once a year, right?
We do go once a month, but because of the pandemic we can't. But we're thinking of going this year.
Did you go to cool, yeah. Did you visit Rotorua and do the luge? You gotta do it.
Yeah,
you have to do it.
In Rotorua?
Yeah, they have this. It's what they're famous for now. It's a luge and a zip line. It's on the top of the mountain. The view is amazing. Yeah, you got to do it when you go back.
Yeah, definitely.
It's by the Blue Lakes. Yeah, it's up by the Blue Lakes.
Yeah, Rotorua is not really like popular because it's got a lot of sulfurous smell in the area.
Yeah, no, well, it's becoming very popular because there's more tribes there. And it's become like more like Hawaii. You know what it feels like? You're up Maui, up country Maui. Okay. That's exactly what it feels like.
Hmm. Have you been to Hawaii before?
No, I'd love to. Like,
you gotta come.
I really want to go.
Yeah.
I know a couple of people at Food and Wine. We should.
We should
get you over as a guest.
Yeah.
On Food and Wine, that would be great.
She knows somebody at a cooking show too.
I know someone who's sitting right across who knows a lot of people at the Food Network here in the United States who he should probably put you on their radar because Food Network would probably love.
Do you know Karina and Karen, the two chefs from New Zealand? They're very famous. Karina and Karen, I think is the name. They were on Bravo's Top Chef. They're both from New Zealand.
I have no idea.
From Auckland.
You should look
them up. They have a TV show. So next time you go to New Zealand, you should send them a message. Say, I'm in town. Let's do a collab. They do a lot of collaborations and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's your into New Zealand right there. Maybe I'll introduce you guys on the gram. Zealand,
so. Yeah. But so are you going to be posting videos? Do you post stuff from when you travel to New Zealand?
Yeah, I do post a lot of stuff when I travel because like about a week ago I went to Osaka and all those places. I took a lot of videos.
Osaka's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. I like loved it. It was kind of my birthday trip, kind of.
Cool.
But also, yeah.
That's the kitchen of Asia. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, my older brother, which is 23 years old, he just came home from New Zealand. He works in New Zealand, and he's home for about 2 months. We went on a family trip to Osaka, and we went to some museum and had so much fun there.
I'm taking people on a food tour there in April, so you should come up and meet me.
In Osaka?
Yeah, I'm doing Osaka April. For a week. Yeah. Ah,
so do wow. does is your whole family bilingual? Do you speak Japanese? Does your brothers speak all? Do they all speak Japanese fluently?
Yeah, I have two older brothers, and they can both speak English and Japanese. But my dad, he can also speak English. But he's not the best at it.
And he's the Japanese one. But... That's awesome. Wait, we gotta go already. I'm so sorry. You gotta catch the rest of this interview on the extended version on
guests.
YouTube.
We're sending you
go
this
ahead,
to Japan.
Brooke, you got 10 seconds. What is you answered all your questions correctly today. We got some parting gifts.
We're sending
for you.
You some t-shirts. Sending you some.
I was telling her she got 10 seconds. She goes so slow.
Many Hoodie Max. So we're sending you lots of these samples. Whoa. Thank you to Jimmy then.
Thank you so much, Chef Kiara. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep posting. Keep
Thank
putting up
so
that
much.
Content.
And some tarot chips coming your
Make
way.
Make sure you guys follow her Yay. On her gram and her YouTube. We'll see you guys next time. We'll check you out on YouTube for Yay. The extended version. Next time, ahui ho. Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Lanai, Brooke, and this is Kiara, Chef Kiara. She's in Japan right now. You got to follow her on YouTube, her YouTube channel and Instagram.
Oh, I forgot to show this shirt because this is our shirt.
Oh, yeah, this is our show shirt.
It's a Hawaii Thing shirt.
That's Kimo Lauer's favorite shirt.
Yeah, so you rock that. You can rock that when you go to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are you doing your own recipes yet?
Yeah, I do love making my own original recipes. I do
Good
like
job.
Different kinds of recipes putting together.
So is a cookbook happening? What's happening?
That's what I was going to say. Do you have 80 recipes yet?
Yeah, I'm writing a cookbook with the computer that I got when I did my pop-up cafe, which I do about twice a year. I made a lot of foods and
original recipes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, original recipes and sold them. And I got my own computer and I'm writing a cookbook, which I'm hoping that I can publish this year.
That's awesome.
Oh, it'll get published.
Yeah, make sure you publish it yourself, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can do it on Amazon now. Don't let anybody else publish it. How many recipes do you have so far of your own?
I think I have about over 30. So I'm planning on writing a little bit more, at least 30 more. But
80 is the magic number.
Really? Why?
80 recipes is the magic number because you don't want too thin of a book when when it comes out. You want the 80 is like the perfect number and beautiful pictures. Those
pictures
are what sell. Yeah.
Food styling is important.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like, and I could just be, putting this out there, but should you not maybe have some sort of a Chef Kiara collaboration at the Aloha Plate in Yokohama?
We should have you come down to the restaurant and we do like a pop-up for a weekend or something.
Pop-up for
and
a weekend
just feature,
at the beach.
Feature one of your dishes.
What?
Yeah. And what we got to do is you got to think of a great story that ties in Hawaii and Japan, which there are many.
Many.
There's so many. So we can talk about that later with mom.
Yes, I think it would be a wonderful collaboration. And you have to come down to the thing. She's a wonderful following. Lots of people love her in the country.
And then you can come to Hawaii. You can do Brooke's show.
It'll
she has a show
thing.
Called Modern Wahine, which you're perfect for because you're a Wahine. And you do cooking Hawaiian stuff because you're
get
a
her
chef.
Here. We got
to
get her here.
You do like a promo tour. The key is to finish the book, and then you can go everywhere.
That's true. Very, very true.
So don't forget, 80 recipes.
80.
Then okay, 80 recipes.
Oh, she's taking notes. So you're such a smart kid, I tell you. What book is that behind you? You got a cookbook behind you. What book is that?
Oh, yeah, I have many cookbooks behind me.
Oh, you got all the cookbooks.
Yeah, I have many cookbooks. One of the, if you can see the pink one behind me, That's one of my best Insta friends. She's my cooking sis. She's called Nina, and we do many collabs. She came last year in June, and we had, yeah, we it was only about 3 days, but we had a huge fun time. And we did like a 1 day camp. It wasn't a stay, but we went camping to this place called Moogle's Fall, which is a beautiful place. It's a lake. And yeah, we had a huge, like a really fun time.
And
Yeah.
she's young. She's younger like you are, correct? You
Yeah,
guys are
she's
around the
8 years
same.
old. She just turned 8. Yeah, she
Oh
just
my
turned 8.
goodness, you
Nice.
guys are awesome.
They're taking over the world, bro.
Yeah, you know, I always do you ever watch do they air what is it, Junior Chef, Master Junior Chef in Japan?
Not in Japan. They do it big in America. Yeah, I was called there, but because I am 14, it's only up to 13, so I couldn't join because I was in Japan. So
Scandalous.
What a bummer.
Escandala.
Yeah, I thought they did. I thought they had one which where they had like teenagers, but they still call it Junior Chef, like 12 to 18 or 12 to 17.
It's only up to, so the junior MasterChef is from 8 to 13, and I
Okay.
just turned 14, so I couldn't join.
Just
But
oh, what
yeah,
a
a little
bummer.
bit. But from, I think it's from 14 to over a MasterChef, no junior, like many older people. So I'm like,
You know,
I'm gonna be there. Before I go to Osaka, I'm gonna be in Tokyo for a couple of days, and I'm gonna go shoot this thing. Where's Kamagura, where the volcano is? What is that, Kamagura? I'm gonna be there for 5 days, and then I have 3 days of doing nothing. We should do a collaboration on your
I would
channel.
love to do that.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
What will you make with her malasadas? What's gonna
I don't know.
happen?
Maybe we something simple like poke, or because Hawaiian.
Oh.
It's so funny because Japanese claim they started poke, but
Exactly.
Hawaiians did it a long time before them. But you guys have your version and we have ours. But maybe we can do like a poke session or something.
Yeah, that'll be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be so cool.
Okay, we'll talk to
Thank
mom.
you. See?
Yeah, we'll try to figure it out. That'll be
Wait, so
good.
wait, so we're biting into your time with your brother. How old is your brother turning today? His birthday?
Twenty-three.
So he is going to turn 16, so we are two apart.
Oh yeah, so
Oh.
you have two brothers, 16 and 23.
Yeah,
Oh.
23, yeah.
And do
We're
they
quite
do?
apart.
Are you the boss of the family?
Of course, you're a star.
Yeah.
You're a YouTube star. You're an Instagram
So
influencer.
how
This is
many
how this
times are you
works.
cooking on camera a week?
Well, I'm always in the kitchen, so like my mom starts videoing when she sees me in the kitchen. But yeah, we do a lot of, because I am an ambassador of otaku, which is a sauce that is made in Japan. Well, anyway, it's like a quite a famous, I wouldn't say, well, maybe a brand. I'm one of the ambassadors,
That's
so
cool.
I do make a lot of otaku sauce, because there is a lot of different variety of sauces in otaku. They give me the sauces, and I show them on my Instagram. And I am lucky enough to go to the company and go and see what they do and how they video their all the videos in March. So super excited about that. Yes.
Congratulations. That's
Nice.
awesome.
Thank
And which
you.
chef, who's your chef that you look up to? Who do you like to watch on television or videos or
Well,
whatever?
I do like watching like every cooking videos, but well, actually, who's
She's very mature for 14. Yeah. I was spitting and digging my nose at 14.
Well, my book
Inspiration.
inspiration was Southie Winter. But my YouTube inspiration was, of course, Mina. my princess, yeah, was also an inspiration for me because she started at a very young age. Uh-huh. And I thought that was super cool because she started when she was 5. Wow. So, yeah, which is amazing. My first collab with her was when she was 5. So, like, it was super amazing doing this collab with her.
Brooke, do you feel old? Because you asked somebody like her age, who do you look up to watching TV? And they didn't even mention TV, just YouTube and TikTok. No,
they don't watch TV anymore. Yeah, the whole generation.
But do you guys have Food Network or Food Asia? You guys used to have the Food Network in Japan.
Yeah, we do have Food Network, I think.
I think it's Food Asia.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's the medium. Yeah. Like, this generation doesn't watch TVs. Yeah. Exist.
Well, she watched Junior Master Chefs and Food Network.
Yeah, I love watching that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't watch it on a TV. She's streaming it on her phone or her iPad or on her computer. Like, no one's watching it.
Yeah.
No one's watching a TV on a screen. Appointment TV.
Right.
Yeah.
I love watching cooking, like, competitions and videos like MasterChef. But yeah. I really enjoyed watching Bake Squad, which is these 4 people, like a pro baker, cooking for about 7 hours. And the people that come get to choose what one they like, and they get to put that on their in their party. And, like, they have this amazing fun time. And I think that's my favorite cooking video that I've been watching so far.
What is it called?
Bake Squad.
Bake Squad.
Bake Squad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because I would love to see her. I'd love to see her, like, on The Great Bake, you know, that great baking show.
And they have junior ones, too. Yeah.
That they do in England, like, those types of shows. Like, just a little bit of diversity would be nice.
Yeah.
And her coming in with her story and whatever. And
well, that's why I asked if you guys had the Food Network, because the only show, well, the biggest show, The Great Food Truck Race, they're doing all the different ethnicities. You really don't see that on other challenges.
I really wish there is a cooking show or something to do with cooking in Japan, because there's not really a lot of cooking.
What do you mean? You should be happy there isn't, because now the opportunity in the lane is wide open for you to do it. Seriously.
There's no on out of all the shows on Japanese TV.
Yeah, it's really weird.
You have game shows. You have karaoke shows. You have
what they do is they do like
no
a food show,
cooking shows.
They'll do like a food show and they have a panel. Everything has a panel, right, Kiara? And people watch these people cook, but there's not like a cooking
an
Hawaiian style. Yeah, there's
no
not like a yeah.
Shows?
You don't really see them. You
That's
see them on
bizarre
on the internet.
To me.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I think well, I think part of the reason, and correct me if I'm wrong, the reason why there's so many little mini grocery stores, Lawson, 7-Eleven, Sunkist, is because everyone's on the go and everyone buys, everyone
ready-made.
Eats out.
Yeah. Ready-made
there's
food.
Not a lot of people who eat in.
So the art of cooking
is being
Japan,
lost.
People are not cooking at home because they don't have time.
It's being lost, right?
They do go out a lot.
So maybe that's the angle you should choose, is the art of cooking Japanese food.
It's like New York.
Yes.
People have kitchens.
Exactly.
But they put their shoes in the oven.
Yes.
They're not using the oven. Yeah. It's storage.
Right.
Got it. Okay. I had no
You're
idea.
On to something, Kiara.
Telling you, cooking shows be a big deal. I think people would be novel. It'd be novel.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you so much for having me today.
Apologize to your brother so much from us for taking away from the birthday celebrations.
I hope he'll
love his cheesecake.
What time is it there?
It is almost 9:00. 15. Yeah.
In the morning.
Almost
yeah.
9
Tomorrow.
O'clock.
She's in the future.
Tell everybody what your Instagram is and your YouTube channel. Give them the deets.
So my YouTube channel is Cooking with Kiara, and my Instagram is Cooking with Kiara. And if you want to go and check me out, it's
and are you
there.
In your studio right now? Is this where you all the
yeah,
magic
that's
happens?
Your kitchen.
This is where I usually cook. It's in my kitchen.
All right, Kiara, I just started following you.
It looks so
You can follow Brooke.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, just you like, can follow Brooke, not, but she won't follow you.
Let's not get into it.
Let's just tell the world. 15, but you're doing such 14. A great job. I love the stuff with your grandmother.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
I almost like choked up and cried when you like made that one dish and then your grandmother was so proud and then she wanted to go and take it into the other room and show the ancestors. And I was just like, oh my God, they're just like us here in Hawaii.
I wanted to tell you before I forget, make sure you get all the recipes from your grandmother you can. Mm. My grandmother and grandfather were amazing cooks. They didn't think they were, but they were amazing. And every time I would ask them, how do you make this? And they'd be like, I don't know, just taste. They would never measure it out, right? That's what grandma does, right?
Yeah, exactly like me. My grandmother doesn't measure, so, which is quite similar to me because I if it's not baking, I do quite like all these
flourishes.
So what you want to try to do is if she puts salt in it, get a measuring cup and tell her, put it in the measuring cup and then you dump it in for her. You know what I mean? And then you can do a whole chapter on grandma's cooking.
Yeah, so funny. Yeah, definitely, I can do that.
Well, congratulations on everything. And tell your brother we said happy birthday, all right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
And we'll keep in touch. Hopefully I can come see you in April.
Yeah, I would love to see you.
Chef Kiara, follow her on her YouTube and Instagram. Follow us on our Instagram. It's a Hawaii thing. Also subscribe to the YouTube page if you can. Get that little bell so you get a notification when we have a new show. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next time. It's a Hawaii thing. A hui ho! It's a Hawaii thing.